What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome Morgan Mastrangelo to the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am just thriving. How are you?
I am also thriving. Good to hear.
We love to hear it.
So Morgan is with Boston Lyric Opera, and I want to talk about all these free events you have coming
so
up
cool.
around the neighborhood with these street stage performances. But Morgan, before we get to that, I need to know, how do you end up an opera singer? It seems like such a niche career path. Like, at what age did you go, yeah, this is it for me?
Totally, yeah. Well, I started because my grandmother actually was a hobbyist singer herself. She met my grandfather performing opera in an Italian restaurant in New York City. And the rest is history. She became a piano teacher in her later life. She taught me how to play piano from the age of around 6 to 16. And then I was singing and playing piano for friends and started taking voice lessons. And the more I delved into the study of voice, I just kind of fell in love with the repertoire. I fell in love with the Italian language. And I learned later on that there were operas in German and French and English and all these languages. And as someone who loves languages myself, I just totally fell in love with the tradition and the music. And I eventually applied to study it in college, and then eventually got a master's degree, and doors kind of kept opening in
wow.
front of me, and I thought, you know, what better time than any to keep going with it.
What do you say to people that are like, opera, boring?
Totally. I mean, opera definitely does have that reputation of being a little exclusionary, and I'd say that's definitely a fair assumption to make. But hopefully what we try to do at BLO with these community events is show people that it's not necessarily the stuffy kind of thing that they might have these notions about. It's this living, breathing, artistic tradition, and there are people in your own community who practice it and who love it.
I can't get over that your grandmother met your grandfather while singing opera in an Italian restaurant back in the day.
I know, right?
That's such a cool story.
The universe knows.
Now, like 50 years from now, I was like, my grandparents met on a Hinge.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But Morgan, so I'm just curious. So do you speak Italian fluently? Like, do you have to learn that, or do you just know enough to sing the lyrics?
Let's say if I'm in Italy, I can get by without them switching to English.
Hmm. See the things you can learn if you want to study music.
Do you have to order at restaurants in like a vibrato?
Yeah, exactly. I just go in singing and they give me whatever I order.
Let me ask you this, Morgan.
Kennedy loves Duran Duran. I'm a big Bob Marley guy. Who's your Bob Marley when it comes to singing opera?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely anybody who's old and dead. That's definitely, there's a saying among singer groups, the deader the better. Where the further back you go, if it's all in black and white, these people are the best. I mean, Luciano Pavarotti is definitely the guy who most people know as the king of opera in the 20th century, but I really love these early 20th century, late 1900s recordings. There's this guy, Ettore Bastianini. He's a baritone who I love. There's the soprano Tito Dal Monte, who's definitely one of my favorites.
We are getting educated.
I'm taking notes so I can listen on the way home.
I'm just enjoying you sticking all these pronunciations.
Okay, so let's talk about the Boston Lyric Opera upcoming street stages. We have several of them coming.
Yes.
July 30th, 6:30, Rose Kennedy Greenway near Rose Wharf. August 20th, 5:30 at Moakley Park in South Boston. August 23rd, you're going to be in my neck of the woods, God's Country, Charlestown's Navy Yard. And then September 11th and 14th, you'll do Curtis Hall in Jamaica Plain and then Titus Barrow Park in the South. And if you go to BLO.org, you can see all of those. And you're just going to be right there performing.
They literally pull up in a trailer. I went to one of these. It was one of the first things I did during COVID when everything started opening up again. Mm-hmm. And they have a big old trailer and they just open up the sides and they just come up and they sing. We had to stand in hula hoops because they didn't want you touching anybody. But it was so wonderful to just be like walking down the street and then bam, opera, no big deal.
And that's kind of the best thing that we do, where the whole tradition of opera is seeing how far the voice can carry.
Yeah.
And when we pull up in this truck and the sides and the back open, we're in the community and you can hear the voice before you see what's going on. And what we found is that the longer we stay there and sing, a crowd will gather because people who didn't even know that we were doing this are curious and they come up and they're like, what's that sound? And they eventually stick around, which is the most kind of the most beautiful thing.
Boston Lyric Opera Street Stage. It's a mobile performance space bringing beautiful live music to your neighborhood. Go to BLO.org if you want to find out more. Morgan, you and everybody at the BLO are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
Fantastic.
Next time in studio with a performance, Kennedy, please.
I'm here for it.
I'd love that. That would be fantastic.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy's head of Mike from East Bridgewater.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kenny.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that, of course, is a loss for you. Kennedy's record on the big board, 6,226 wins, 453 losses. Are you ready, Mike?
I am ready.
Creed covered U2's Where the Streets Have No Name during a show in Memphis. Who was the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Pete Davidson got a quote from Dave Chappelle tattooed on his chest when he was 19 and quickly realized it was a bad idea. He covered it with a giant shark. Pete Davidson famously dated Ariana Grande, and Ariana actually sang about Pete in many... sings about
she
Pete.
She sang. She don't sing.
She sings. Sings about Pete and many of her other exes on one of her songs. Can you name that song?
Thank you. Next.
The Galacticus popcorn bucket being sold for Fantastic Four First Steps set the record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket. It was selling for $80. Pedro Pascal plays the lead role in that film, which still airing HBO series is Pedro Pascal on?
The Last of Us.
It's a good movie. I saw it yesterday. I did not see the Galacticus bucket, though. I looked for
it. Were you going to drop 80 beans on it?
I just wanted to look at it, at least. I might have thought about it just for the clicks. Question number four. Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix for the biggest U.S. opening weekend of all time for an original movie. In the original Happy Gilmore, why is Happy trying to raise money?
He's trying to buy his grandmother's house from the bank.
Question number five. The director of Inception, Oppenheimer, and the Dark Knight trilogy turns 55 today. Who is he?
Martin Scorsese.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Oh, I didn't even think you were going to pause there for a second.
Mike, I understand you are working at a golf course today?
Correct, yes.
What do you do there?
I work on the grounds crew trying to stay cool today.
Oh, bless.
Yes, big bucket hats, lots of water, big hose.
Lots of water.
Kennedy, Mike got 4 out of 5.
Nicely done, friend.
These are tough.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep.
Creed covered U2's Where the Streets Have No Name during a show in Memphis. Who is the lead singer for U2?
Bono.
Tied at 1. Pete Davidson got a quote from Dave Chappelle tattooed on his chest when he was 19 and quickly realized it was a bad idea. He got it covered with a giant shark. Pete Davidson famously dated Ariana Grande, and Ariana actually sings about Pete and many other exes on one of her songs. Name the song.
Thank you, next.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. The Galacticus popcorn bucket being sold for Fantastic Four First Steps set a record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket, selling for $80. Pedro Pascal plays the lead role in that film. Which still airing HBO series is Pedro on now?
What's that called? Crap. The Last of Us?
Tied at 3. Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix for the biggest U.S. opening weekend of all time for an original movie. In the original Happy Gilmore, why is Happy trying to raise money?
To save his grandma's house.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. The director of Inception, Oppenheimer, and the Dark Knight trilogy turns 55 today. Who is he?
Christopher Nolan?
Not Martin Scorsese. That is correct. It's pretty good, Kennedy. It's like a hole in one. See what I did there? Mikey, where's
your
golf
course?
Did you see Happy Gilmore? Did you see Happy Gilmore 2, Mike?
I have not seen it yet. My wife and I are going to watch it on Friday, I think.
Save your time.
I thought it was good.
All right. Well, you don't get the cash, Mike, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Mike from East Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, you ever get in a fight growing up?
Yes.
How old were you?
Freshman year of high school, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back when I was in the gang, the Angels, as we've talked about.
Yes.
And my name was Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go in the summertime to Showbiz Pizza because on Thursdays in the summer, it turned into a teen dance club.
Mm-hmm.
And we met another group of girls and they were mean. So we said, out in the parking lot next Saturday, be there. I didn't fight. I stood and watched. But it was a lot of hair pulling and hitting. There were some serious punches thrown. I wouldn't mess with those women. But anyway.
It happened.
Were you screaming moral support for the rest of the game?
100%. Smoking a cigarette, yelling.
Can I have your tickets? I want to go back inside and play a game.
No, you don't play games. It was dance night, my guy.
Oh, sorry. Well, it happened with Barrett this weekend. So we were down in Virginia Beach for a lacrosse tournament. And Barrett got to play on a national team for
very
his
exciting
club team. Yeah. They ended up winning the tournament. After a very rough start, it was incredible. There must have been, I don't know, 60 teams at this tournament. Big weekend. So we decided, you know, I was off work on Friday, off work on Monday, we'd make a big weekend of it.
Of course.
So Sunday afternoon, after it's all done, we're coming off of the high of winning the tournament and all of that. And Parrot and I decide to hit the beach. And we get done
yes.
going swimming in the ocean. Our hotel is right on the beach. We come off the beach, and there's this little Calypso bar right there. And they got I can hear somebody playing Margaritaville on an acoustic guitar.
It's all the things you want.
And so we walk in. We're trying to get a table. And then somebody else, Carson, and it is a dad whose older son used to play with Barrett. He now has a much younger son who is also playing on a national team at this tournament. And it's a couple of these dads. And so we end up, you know, pulling up a chair. Barrett goes and sits at a table with the boys. I sit with the dads. And then one of the dads says, hey, the boys are going to go off and ride on a bike. Now, in Virginia Beach, they have this huge boardwalk. It's like this concrete thing. It's actually awesome. It has all this landscaping. It has a thing for walking. It has a thing for bike riding. And on every other block, you can rent bikes. And there are these really big bikes with canopies. And they hold like six people. And you all pedal down this path. And then you turn around and you come back. So all of the boys go to go. Now, they're all much younger than Barrett. They're all probably 9 or 10 years old. Barrett is 14, almost 15.
Oh, that was good of him, because well, I just said no.
Well, they all go to leave, and I was like, hey, they're going to go ride the bike. Do you want to go? Figuring he was going to say no. He's like, yeah, I'll go.
Aww.
So he gets in the back seat, and off they go. About 20 minutes later, here comes the bike back with only three boys on it.
How many had left?
Five.
They lost two along the way.
And one of them is my son.
Uh-oh.
And they are beelining it. They drop the bike because it's right in front of where we're in this restaurant bar. And then they are screaming and yelling about a fight. And we're like, what are you talking about? So one of the dads takes off running immediately. And we're like, a fight? I'm like, I know my kid's not in the middle of a fight. And there's
was the dad going to go there to regulate?
I don't know what was happening.
Well, his kid might have been the one that didn't come back.
Well, I'm just saying.
You got to go get your kid.
These just strike me as all suburban dads, and I'm just wondering who's the hardest.
So you can take your drink out. I got my beer. I'm like, well, let's mosey on down there.
That sounds like the right speed.
Right. And one of the kids comes back towards us, and he is full on bawling and crying and hysterical. And so I find out later what ends up happening is there is another group of kids, much younger kids, on another one of these big bikes. And there's about eight of these kids on this bike. But they're going very slow. They're very young kids. They're probably 7, 8, 9 years old. And so the bike that Barrett is on with these kids, they're like, hey, we're gonna come past you, because they were going a little faster. They were trying to get back because they have to leave to get on a plane. Well, the littler kids swerve over like they're in a NASCAR race and bump into Barrett and his friends, and their thing loses control and they run off into the grass. No, it just stops like nothing happens, right?
Okay.
And it was all kind of in slow motion. It wasn't going very fast. Well, some of the kids took offense to that on the other bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And now jump off their bike.
Wait, the kids that ran their bike into Barrett's bike and then went off the road took offense,
yes.
To what they did. They took offense to themselves?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
They jump off their bike, and they are now chasing and screaming at Barrett and these kids. The youngest of this kid gets scared and jumps Aww. Off the bike to get away. The other kids don't realize it. Barrett and the other kids, because they're looking back.
So you lost somebody, didn't know it?
So they get another block. Barrett looks and realizes the youngest kid is gone. So he jumps off the bike. The bike just keeps going. So he goes back. Now, the kids on the bike don't realize these two boys, Barrett and my son, were on that bike. They're trying to be nonchalant because there are eight of them. And one of them spots Barrett and says, that kid was on the bike. And next thing you know, they swarm Barrett and this other kid.
Swarmed by seven-year-olds?
Yes. And and there was two like older sisters there who were not helping the situation. So the sister and Barrett are now talking. Barrett's like, no, it was an accident, not a big deal. I wasn't even driving the bike. Nothing happened. And out of nowhere, this little 8-year-old kid who's about 4 feet tall comes up, punches Barrett in the face, punches Barrett in the stomach, punches Barrett in the arm. And now Barrett's like 5'8", you know, 160, 70.
How did he get up to his face?
He, like, you can see, he's like, Dad, he was trying to punch me. He could barely, and I was like, so did you nail the kid? He's like, no, he was a little kid. I didn't want to, I'd have pummeled him. And I'm like, well, I'm proud of you for doing that. But also, I think I probably would have at least thrown one punch to get him to back off of me.
Absolutely not.
But he didn't. Thankfully, he did the right thing. Kids are all screaming, and now they're going after the little kid again that Barrett is with. And at that point, the one dad shows up that had left us quickly, and he gets there before any like other melee happens. Barrett said it was the craziest thing he ever had seen, because there are hundreds of people now all surrounding them in their hotel rooms looking over the beach.
And not one human being came in and said stop.
They're all filming it. Everybody's got their camera phone out.
Yeah, maybe an adult.
I hate it here.
Before these children brawl.
Well, first of all, what are you teaching a seven-year-old that their first response is to punch someone in the head? I said what I said.
And he said,
we are not dealing with our anger well, America.
I mean, heart of a lion to be eight and go after a 14-year-old, though.
You did?
You're fighting. No, don't do that. You're in a different weight class. That kid's got some stones on him.
He Barrett said that. He said there was like rage in his eyes. He was like, that kid was another level. And then all of the other kids just kind of followed him.
Oh my God. What a hoot.
And so I come, you know, strolling down with my IPA and my flip flops, and I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? And they're like all hysterical, kids crying, kids mad, kids screaming, people filming.
I'm sure.
So did you do a search and see if he's on the internet anywhere?
I know, I didn't think about that. No.
Let me at it.
Someone in the background yelling, world star.
Yes,
is that
thank
thing
you
anymore?
No. I'm just showing my age.
For the olds it is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good for him for not letting his anger get the best of him.
He really did the right thing.
And when he realized that the one kid had disappeared off the bike, forgetting off
no
the bike and going to fetch him.
Right? No kids left behind.
He's a good dude.
He really did the right thing.
I can't believe seven-year-olds are fighting. Is this a thing? Is this normal? Do boys all fight? Is that when you come out the womb fighting? What happened?
Yeah, I got in a fight when I was like eight.
Really?
Yeah.
At eight?
On the school playground? Sure.
Wow.
617-655-1234.
Were My you sister like, used to beat the crap out of me.
Were you like Kennedy as Roxy getting into a fight in front of the...
No, watching a fight.
Chuck holding, E. Cheese? Was it the Chuck E. Cheese you said?
Showbiz.
Were you holding the purse?
I was holding the purses. 100% I was holding
Every
the purse.
Every gang needs one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You end up in a fight when you were younger. It happened with Barrett down at Virginia Beach over the weekend. Although I wouldn't really say he got into a fight, just somebody punched him a few times.
The fight came to him.
The fight came to him. Thankfully, he just did the right thing. He really did. Says a lot about his character.
He
could have pummeled this little kid, but he just realized
that. Could have done a lot of things, yeah.
But he didn't. He handled it really well. I credit him for that. Even though there's a little piece of me being a dad, I've been like, should have just let that kid know.
Well, right? When you got there and the kids were there, did you let them know?
By the time I got there, I probably wouldn't have done it either. Melissa's from Abington. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So, seventh grade, you get into a fight?
Actually, in the first grade, I was the bully at recess to a little boy. It was completely one-sided and completely all me. And then I got in trouble because his pants, like by his knees, were all scratched up. And I got grounded and I didn't do it again.
What were you bullying him about?
I don't know. I think I just didn't like him. Like, I just didn't like his face. It was literally like he was probably the sweetest boy, but at recess, I would just push him down and for whatever reason.
Can I ask what you do for a living now?
I actually work in athletics and recreation.
And there it is.
How long did it take you to get out of your bullying ways?
I'm still like, I'm not a bully, but like,
still
I'll stand up for myself.
Own it,
and like,
Melissa.
With my word.
Confidence is different. And now you know the difference, and that is all that matters.
When's the last time you pushed somebody down?
Oh, probably first grade.
She's going to come in here and push you down. You keep it up, Daniel.
I could take that.
Thank you, Melissa. B-side, good morning.
Good morning.
Third grade?
Third grade. I would say it was one-sided. It was all based on rumors. I will never forget this girl's name, and I won't say it on out loud because I'm pretty sure she moved out of state, but... she had long hair, and the rumor had it she had bugs in her hair, and she knew it, and so she swiped her hair, and I had long down to my rear hair, and she said, now you're going to have your head shaved, and I went hands on sight, just went blackout, and my cousin set up a wrestling ring in the schoolyard. I had her on the ground. And I wouldn't have gotten in trouble too much if she didn't run home. I ended up having to have my head shaved because my cousin got the bugs and gave it to me.
Karma.
Yeah, that came back to get you.
God bless. Wow. Wow, wow, wee wow.
I got into a fight once in the eighth grade, but it was a literal boxing match. I'd moved into this neighborhood. You know, we moved a lot, and I moved into this neighborhood.
Okay.
And I met a bunch of boys.
Did you have to get jumped in? Is that what you're telling me?
It was kind of like that. They're like, hey, do you want to box? And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, we all like to box a little bit. We have, like, boxing gloves, and we set up a little ring in somebody's yard. And I'm like, sure?
Yeah, you're trying to fit in, sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to fit in. And, like, they had it all set up and corner guys and little fake ring and everything. And I took one punch to the gut, and I was like, I'm out! You win!
I'll find new friends!
I will spend this summer alone!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
basket. You can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer and a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carly from Easton.
Hi, Carly.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Everybody's so polite.
Thank you, too.
I like it when you say, go and get, Dan. All right, here we go, Carly. She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening on the show right now. There are five questions. Answer more of them correctly, then Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
If you can believe it, Hannah Montana turns 20 next year, and Miley Cyrus says something special is in the works. Which channel did Hannah Montana air on?
Disney Channel.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau were spotted in Montreal on Monday, walking through a park and then having dinner. There's no word yet if there's anything more than them just being friends. What is Justin Trudeau's former job title?
Prime Minister.
All right, I heard somebody in the background. Who's that?
That's my husband, Wayne.
Wayne?
Yes.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Question number three. Kate Bush, 67 today. Her most well-known song is Running Up That Hill, which originally came out in 1985, but peaked at number three in the charts in 2022 because of a TV show. Which one?
Stranger Things.
Hulk Hogan's ex-wife Linda is struggling with his death, saying he was the only man for her. Hulk Hogan famously body slammed one of the largest human beings to ever live at WrestleMania 3, who also starred in The Princess Bride. Who is he?
Andre the Giant.
Didn't need Wayne for that one, did we, Carly?
Nope. No, I did not.
Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas were spotted holding hands in Vermont on Sunday. What is Vermont's state's nickname?
The Green Mountain State.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Why did you say that like Ron Burgundy?
Because she's just kind of making it up, I guess.
The same reason we always say things like we're going to do. Because we don't know what we're saying.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Carly got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
With an assist from her husband, Wayne.
A couple.
Yeah.
I think he only helped with one.
He answered 5, 100%.
Oh. No, just...
Excuse me, he answered one.
That's right. You got the other 4, didn't you, Carly? You let Dan know.
I did.
Thank you. Are you being sexist?
Yep.
I'll find out come question 5.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
Dun dun dun.
Executive producer Dick Wolf.
So here for it.
If you believe it, Hannah Montana turns 20 next year, and Miley Cyrus says something special is in the works. Which channel did Hannah Montana air on?
The Disney Channel.
Astronaut Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau were spotted in Montreal on Monday, walking through a park and then having dinner. No word if there's anything more than them just being friends, though. What is Justin Trudeau's former job title?
He was the Prime Minister, of Canada.
Kate Bush, 67 today. Her most well-known song is Running Up That Hill, which originally came out in 1985, but peaked at number 3 in the charts in 2022 because of which television show?
Stranger Things.
Hulk Hogan's ex-wife Linda is struggling with his death, saying he was the only man for her. He famously body slammed one of the largest human beings to ever live at WrestleMania 3, who also starred in The Princess Bride. Who is he?
Andre the Giant.
Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas were spotted holding hands in Vermont on Sunday. Kennedy says it was in Woodstock.
It was. That's where I read.
What is Vermont's state nickname?
It's going to be a Subaru summer.
Vermont is for lovers. Oh, no, that's Virginia.
That's Virginia.
That's where I was. Is it
granite?
No, that's New Hampshire. That's New Hampshire.
Don't laugh at me like you knew.
I did know, but it's a weird reason that I know.
Nope, I will never get it.
All right. Question number 1, you said Disney Channel. That is correct. Prime Minister of Canada, yes. Stranger Things, of course. Andre the Giant, yes. The Green Mountain State.
Yes. All right.
The Green Mountain State.
Wow.
Five to four is the final score. Carly, with an assist from Wayne, gets the dub. Yes. You get the money.
Hashtag suck
it, Sal. You won yourself $100. And you also won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze. He's going to be at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. There's a third show at August 9th at 3 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. These tickets are for the 3 p.m. show on August 9th. So you enjoy that, okay?
That's awesome. That's why I paid.
This was a lucrative phone call for you guys then.
Yes, it was.
And Kennedy.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Carly and to Wayne?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and it can't be Carly and Wayne.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Dan wants to go to summer camp, go canoeing, maybe some archery. Would you like for him to come along and sing campfire songs? Here's Dan at your kids' summer camp.
Yeah, so Dan never went to like a more traditional summer camp. He went to sports camps. So we invited you to suggest a camp that he should go visit. Where did you go this week?
So I went to Camp Shriver in Newton, right on the UMass campus there. And Camp Shriver, out of the four camps that I visited in July, is maybe the most unique camp. So it's 4 weeks, and it's all completely free for campers of all income levels or abilities. And what Camp Shriver's whole motto is, it's about kids all coming together regardless of backgrounds and just playing together. So 50% of Camp Shriver has some sort of a disability, oftentimes maybe like intellectual or emotional delay. Mm-hmm. And over half are campers from a low-income background who otherwise wouldn't have this opportunity.
Is this connected to the Shriver family?
Yes.
Okay.
Eunice Shriver, formerly Eunice Kennedy, is the one who created this in her backyard.
Right.
And she put this whole thing together. And Mark and Barbara met me. They're two of the staff members there, and they took me all around the camp. They showed me the arts and crafts room where it's the last week, so they're all writing their names on each other's T-shirts for like memories, and then they're going to tie-dye them.
Arts and crafts room!
Arts and crafts room!
Oh, Dan!
And they have this cool little sensory walk for kids if they get like overstimulated while they're at camp to help calm them down. They had this awesome game room, and then they had this big gym for basketball or other sports, and they said that's where they all go when it rains, and it downpoured last week, so they had a big, giant rain dance party in the gym with like 120 of the campers.
That sounds fun.
They got a big pool, like all good summer camps, and they have a comm room, which I thought was interesting because it's the first one I saw at all the camps, and it's where kids can go if you know they're having a hard time with something, and it's a completely dark room with these overhead little twinkle lights.
Mm-hmm.
And they have things you can like trace on the wall with your finger to just to help you ground yourself. And it was a really interesting camp, and it was awesome. I loved going there. And then at the end, they let me talk to some of the campers. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, and this is Anna. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Anna, have you been to Camp Shriver before?
This is my first year here.
And what do you think of it so far?
I like when we swim, when we do field, when we get to do more activities and all that stuff. And I just love it so much.
You sound like you're really excited for camp.
I am. I'm loving the energy.
I'm loving your energy, Anna.
I know.
So it's my first day at camp. I don't know anybody here. What do you think I should do to fit in?
Ask people if they want to be friends.
How would you do that?
I would ask them, hey, excuse me, would you like to be my friend?
So you got to be pretty brave to go up to a stranger and do that. You must be pretty brave.
I know I am pretty brave. And also, if a mean stranger wants to like go up to me, I would like kick him in his private part and punch him in the face and give him a real kick bat in the butt.
Okay. I am so in love with this young human being.
No strangers better mess with Anna.
I mean.
To me, I would like kick him in his private part and punch him in the face and give him a real kick bat in the
Let
butt.
Him know.
Solid
so
advice.
No strangers are going to bother you.
I know. You're going to be afraid of me even though I'm a 9-year-old.
Are you happy at camp?
Of course I am.
What do you do on days when maybe you're not as happy to maybe make yourself more happy?
I could make some more drawings, and maybe I could read a lot of books, so that could cheer me up.
That's really good.
I know, I'm really educative.
I've been going to summer camps all summer to different ones, and Camp Shriver's the first one I've been to that's inclusive for everybody, no matter what their background is, or maybe if they have unique things going on in their personal life, and this one's for everybody.
I know, and I didn't actually know that Eunice Kennedy, one of John F. Kennedy's sisters, she was actually Mrs. Shriver. She was the one that created this camp.
Can you talk about what it's been like going to a camp that lets everybody play together?
Yeah, so like when we play games together, like with Casey, Millie, and Athena, it's actually pretty fun. I think there should be more camps because you could have so much fun there.
If you could give everybody one piece of advice, what would you give them?
I would say you could do anything even if you have a job to do.
You could do anything, huh?
Yep, you can do anything.
Do you think you can do anything?
Yes.
Obviously, I felt that in your energy.
I know.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. You did great.
An example of knowing your worth and doubling it. Thank you.
I wish I had her self-confidence now, let alone at 9. And the next camper I talked to was Ebi. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Ebi.
Ebi, how old are you?
10 years old.
Is this your first year at Camp Shriver?
Actually, this is my third year of Camp Shriver.
And what made you come back?
It's a great place, and I like it here. The first time I went to Camp Shriver, I didn't really make any friends. The second time at Camp Shriver, I made friends. And the third time, I made friends.
So what do you think changed between the first year and the second year? How did you end up making friends?
Well, I be myself and ask people to be my friend, but it's just kind of complicated.
I get it. Making friends can be complicated for sure.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite thing about summer vacation?
Oh, when you get to chillax.
You don't have to worry about school for a couple months?
Yeah. You get to do anything you want. You get to play video games, watch a movie, watch TV.
Do you get to stay up later in summer?
Oh, you bet.
What's the latest you've ever stayed up?
3 a.m.
Did your parents know you were up till 3?
Yeah.
What age are you too old to go to summer camp, do you think?
25.
25, okay. I'm 36. I might be a little too old to camp.
Well, I don't want to be mean, but yes.
You know, adults, we don't get summer vacation.
Oh, yeah. That because you have to worry about taxes, jobs, all of that stuff.
Yeah, I know. What do you think that's like?
Terrible.
You're not wrong. So, Ebi, this is going to get played to thousands of people. Oh, if you could give them all one piece of advice on how to be happy, what would you tell them?
Be yourself. Because not being yourself, it's hard to make fudge not being yourself. You have to be yourself, express yourself.
Be yourself and express yourself, and then you'll make friends.
And if the people don't like that, they're just jerk faces.
I can't think of a better way to end. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Damn.
Jerk faces.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It was awesome. It was an awesome experience. I love being there. The kids were having a blast, and the staff was so kind. And like I said, it's a 4-week camp all of July, and it's completely free, so it can be inclusive for everybody. But it's free to the campers. It's not free to do. Mm-hmm. So they were nice enough to provide me a link that if that touched anybody and they wanted to help keep Camp Shriver free, if you text in, I will send you that link.
Be yourself. Because not being yourself, it's hard to make fudge not being yourself. You have to be yourself, express yourself.
Be yourself and express yourself, and then you'll make friends.
And if the people don't like that, they're just jerk faces.
Preach! Preach!
Well said.
Wow.
Such good advice. Such good advice.
Thank you, Dan. That was fantastic.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. All right. So, got some new couple alerts for you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know.
Okay.
Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were spotted out to dinner.
Oh, okay.
Grabbing a bite to eat at a fancy restaurant in Montreal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They went to the kitchen to thank the staff for their meal. She was there for her Lifetimes tour. And then they were spotted strolling through the park on their way to the restaurant. Nobody saw anything PDA-ish or anything like that. I have read that one of his kids kind of wants to get into the music business, so this might be that, or whatever.
Or maybe one of his kids wants to be an astronaut.
I mean, where do you go from Legolas but a former world leader?
I mean, right?
What do you think Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau talk about at dinner?
What it was like in space. That's all anybody will talk to her about right now. That would be the first thing I'd want to know. What was it like being in space? You're an astronaut, Katy Perry. You're an astronaut. You were a pop singer, and now you're an astronaut.
You're just throwing the word astronaut around real loose.
Does astronaut mean that? Does astronaut mean that you have studied to become one, or does astronaut is the definition that you've simply been to space? I don't know the correct answer to that, but
I'm sure
either way, I'm sure it came up.
The former,
why would
the
it
latter,
not? But,
no, I'm just saying,
I would find ways to shoehorn it into conversations.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yes. Well, when I was in space, this happened.
An astronaut is a person who travels into outer space. So yeah.
Yeah. No training necessary. I've seen some movies.
Did she get into outer space, or was she on the Outreaches? She took a space bus.
Oh, but this one says you have to be trained, equipped, and deployed. Well, they were trained. They were equipped and they were deployed. So yeah, she's an astronaut. There you go. Anyway, also spotted Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas. Now, they have been trying to be couple-fied for, I don't know, a year or so.
Yeah, that's been rumors.
There's been a lot of rumors or whatever. But, you know, it takes a long time for the contract to go through the thetans in the Scientology department.
A lot of waivers in Scientology.
They were recently spotted in Vermont after being at that Oasis show we talked about yesterday in London. They arrived in the quaint town of Woodstock. They did a lot of
Woodstock is beautiful
Woodstocky
this time
things.
Of year.
They went through the national park. They went shopping, stopped for ice cream and whatnot. But they were spotted actually holding hands for the first time ever. So perhaps, girl, I just whatever you signed, I hope your lawyers took a good long look at it. Mm-hmm. Because in 5 years, when he breaks up with you, because your contract is over,
mm-hmm.
and you are now a suppressive person and he never talks to you again, I just want you to be prepared.
What is the age difference between those two? It's got to be like 30 years, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine he's in his 60s, she's in her 30s.
Justin Bieber has a new track out called Go Baby. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is destined for greatness.
Okay. Is this on Swag or is this like a bonus release on Swag?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the latest release from him. Would you like to know how many songwriters and producers it took?
I was just
going to
ask.
22.
11.
8 songwriters, 4 producers. However, the American Heart Association has given it their seal of approval because it is right in that sweet spot for CPR.
Yep.
120 beats per minute?
That's it.
It's like Staying Alive and Another One Bites the Dust. How many songwriters again?
8 songwriters, 4 producers.
You know how many Bohemian Rhapsody has? 1. Freddie Mercury.
Kennedy, you know what my go-to is for 120 beats per minute? I'll never forget this one.
1, 2, tell me what you
got. Oh!
120 beats per minute. Heavy
is it really?
Deep. Yep.
This song's awesome.
Me and the TV. Take time to set your mind and your body free. So you just stretch the floor set. I'll never forget that. I don't know why. I took a class when I was in the Army, and that was what the instructor used.
Well, I think that's the idea, right? Whatever can stick in your head is the most important thing, right? And Ozzy Osbourne will be laid to rest today, my friends. And I think it's happening in the next couple of hours.
Okay.
And you can live stream it. But the video I keep pulling up, the site I keep pulling up keeps crashing.
No,
so,
I'm sure so many people want to watch.
So it will be happening today. There's going to be a procession. People are already lined up along the procession lines. It will be in Birmingham's Broad Street, because that's where he's from. There was a special bench that is there for him. They're having a brass band. They're having all sorts of things. The funeral procession will be coming. It looks like it's going to be quite a thing. I know he didn't want people to mourn. He didn't want it to be a sad and boring kind of a thing.
Yeah, people are going to show up for this.
And they were already, I saw in some of the social media, people already chanting, singing, you know, just celebrating his life. And and that's the kind of funeral he probably would have wanted most. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. Kennedy, say hey to Courtney from Hanover.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Another polite person, Dan.
We have a lot of polite listeners.
We do. Okay. Kennedy's gone. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture things. You answer more than right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
All right.
You ready? You nervous?
I'm ready. No, I'm confident.
There we go. That's what I want to hear. Justin Bieber's new song, Go Baby, isn't just a sweet shout out to his wife, Haley. It might actually help save a life. Its tempo is in the CPR sweet spot of 120 beats per minute. Another song often associated with CPR is Staying Alive. By which group?
The Bee Gees.
President Trump will return in the next episode of South Park, but it won't air until next Wednesday. What is the name of the South Park character who routinely got killed as a gag in many episodes?
Kenny.
Billie Eilish's older brother and producer turns 28 today. What's his name?
can you repeat that?
Billie Eilish's older brother and producer turns 28 today. What is his name?
I don't know.
Brad Pitt has begun filming his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spinoff, The Adventures of Cliff Booth. In 2004, Pitt starred in a movie based on Greek mythology. Name the movie.
Troy?
Question number five. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson claim they're just friends, but a source says they have a budding romance. Did not see that one coming. They are the co-stars of which new movie hitting theaters Friday?
Not Lethal Weapon. Oh my God, what's that other movie? Naked Gun?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Courtney, I understand you're a camp nurse.
I am.
Do you want to shout out your camp?
Camp Warndale in Plymouth.
Cool. What's that all about? Do you have archery?
We don't have archery. No, but we do have tubing and kayaking.
Okay. You'd be seeing a lot more kids in the nurse's office if they had archery.
Yes, no archery.
Courtney got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's new song, Go Baby, isn't just a sweet shout out to his wife, Haley. It might actually help save a life. Its tempo is in the CPR sweet spot of 120 beats per minute. Another song often associated with CPR is Staying Alive by which group?
The Bee Gees.
Yeah, I don't know that the Go Baby song works just yet. The idea is that it's a song that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Like, just saying that this song works.
I think it was the Red Cross that said it, not me.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Probably some Bieber fan that works at the Red Cross. Who is the only person that's heard that song so far? Tie to one, question number two. President Trump will return in the next episode of South Park. Kennedy told me they've been going after him pretty funnily.
Guys, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
It won't be on until next Wednesday, Kennedy. What is the name of the South Park character who routinely got killed as a gag in many episodes?
Kenny.
Tied at two. Question number three. Billie Eilish's older brother and producer, 28 today. What is his name?
Phineas.
It's about time that guy does something with his life. Tied at two. Question number four. Brad Pitt has begun filming his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spinoff. It's called The Adventures of Cliff Booth. In 2004, Brad Pitt starred in a movie based on Greek mythology. Name the movie.
Troy.
4-3, question number five. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson claim they're just friends, but a source says they have a budding romance.
So here for them being happy.
That's a cute couple, Kennedy.
Oh my God.
They're the co-stars of which new movie hitting theaters this Friday?
Oh my God, why is it out of my head? Naked Gun. The Naked Gun.
That is it.
Dang. Have you seen the trailers for that?
Yes.
Not yet.
I don't think it's going to be very good.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Did you ever see the first one? It wasn't very good either, but it was funny.
What?
It's not a good movie.
The Naked Gun?
Yeah. I mean, there are funny parts.
The Naked Gun's a classic.
Yeah, the Naked Gun's great.
Talking about?
Okay, we need to decide what does good movie mean. It's
Naked
not
Gun
a good movie.
Naked Gun is a classic.
It's a classic.
Happy Gilmore, classic. Happy Gilmore 2, awful. Naked Gun 2, going to be awful.
This isn't Naked Gun 2. This is like Naked Gun 57. Naked Gun 2, terrible.
Naked Gun 33 and a third was not bad either.
Get out of here.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Just saying.
Leslie Nielsen is a national treasure.
5-4. Kennedy gets the win. Courtney, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to see Katy Perry August 8th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, okay?
Well, that's exciting. Thank you.
That is exciting.
Super exciting.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Courtney, and I'm from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think
I'll stand next to you.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, when you lost $1,000 yesterday, what happened immediately after we got off the air?
Okay, well.
What happened immediately? Please just answer the question.
You're trying to
answer the question, ma'am.
Sal called me 2.2 seconds after the show ended.
And what happened during Campy Kennedy game yesterday?
I lost the $1,000.
Sal, why did you call Kennedy to give her a hard time?
I wasn't listening.
Bah, that's a lie.
No,
Dan,
I was honestly,
listen?
I called her to tell her I had just seen her interview with Louis Capaldi, and I thought it was amazing, and I wanted to say that was great. But when she picked up the phone, she went, "Hi," and I'm like,
"I thought for sure he."
Why are you being so mean or whatever?
Why do you sound like Eeyore?
Well, I look like him, don't I?
No,
absolutely not.
Oh, it's about Kennedy when she picked up the phone.
Yeah, so I literally thought he was calling to give me crap, so I turned it on speakerphone because Carson was sitting in here with me, and I was like, well, let's all listen.
You can't?
Nope.
So I went in for like, oh, this is great, and then I was like, really?
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
You can't go losing his money right now. He's trying to remodel his kitchen, and gold leaf is expensive.
She lost $100, I heard.
No, it was at $1,000 yesterday.
Yeah. Today. Mm.
All right, let's see.
We can't afford Mac anymore. He's got to go.
Ryan from South Boston, good morning.
It's fine, Mac. I'm right behind you.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Kennedy has now gone into that soundproof studio. Ryan, are you ready?
I am.
Rumors are swirling that ex-astronomer CEO Andy Byron may sue over the viral Kiss Cam scandal. Who was playing in concert when it happened?
Coldplay.
Kim Kardashian just launched shapewear for your face. It's $48 and offers strong compression and jaw support with collagen-infused material. What is her shapewear brand called?
Skims.
Morgan Wallen brought out a Seattle legend, Marshawn Lynch, for his walkout at a concert, and the crowd went wild. Marshawn even showed up in the famous injury cat, just like the one he stole and drove around the field in college. Which sport did Marshawn Lynch play?
Football.
It appears Doja Cat just mocked Sydney Sweeney's Great Jeans ad campaign on social media. Which clothing brand is she endorsing?
American Eagle.
Question number five. Gremlins 3 is ready to start production. It just needs the go-ahead from the film's executive producer. Who is he?
I do not know. I'll say Justin Timberlake.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
He is still in there giving her a hard time. He was hurt by that $1,000, wasn't he? He followed you into the soundproof studio.
He sure did.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Ryan got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, 4 out of 5, Kennedy. $1,000 on the line. You lost yesterday. How you feeling?
A little nervous, I'm not going to lie.
All right, here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Rumors swirling that ex-astronomer CEO Andy Byron may sue over the viral Kiss Cam scandal.
I wish you luck.
Who was playing in concert when it happened?
Coldplay.
Guess he missed all those signs and say, we record everything when you walk in this venue.
Yeah, buddy.
1-1. Question number two. Kim Kardashian just launched a shapewear for your face. It's $48 and offers strong compression and jaw support with collagen-infused material. What is her shapewear brand called?
Skims.
And wouldn't you sue the TikToker that posted the video? Coldplay didn't post it. They were in the venue.
Don't bring your side piece to a concert with 55,000 people. I don't know what to tell you.
Would she
Jumbotrons
say?
Jumbotrons exist.
Things that wouldn't be a good look.
Right.
Suing a 20-year-old kid who made nothing on her TikTok video.
Versus Coldplay?
But as a rich-ass white man. Go do that.
As she said, Kennedy, play stupid games, win stupid
That's
prizes.
That's it, my girl. That is it.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Morgan Wallen brought out Seattle legend Marshawn Lynch for a walkout recently at his show. Which sport did Marshawn Lynch play?
Football?
3-3. Question number 4. It appears Doja Cat just mocked Sydney Sweeney's Great Jeans ad campaign on social media. Which clothing brand is she endorsing?
American Eagle.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Gremlin 3's is ready to start production. It's just waiting on the go-ahead from the film's executive producer. Who is he?
Is it Steven Spielberg?
It is. Are you in for Gremlins 3?
I mean, the second one was trash, but the first one was
very, very good. Right?
And there's so much fun you could have with them.
Right.
My mother always said, after we went to see that movie when I was a young person, my mother said, who was the person that got drunk and thought that was funny?
Right.
Like the writer's room,
you
know?
It's a dark comedy.
No, I think the Gremlins, when they take over the bar,
yes,
it might
hysterical.
Be some of the funniest stuff ever.
I think too, with technology, it actually might make it a little bit better.
I don't hate it.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Ryan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you so much for calling in to play this morning.
Thank you.
All right. I really wanted to give him the money. Apparently, he's going to buy a new car or something. Is that true?
Sorry, buddy.
That is true.
Yeah.
All
right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ryan from Southie, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.